There was a murmur of agreement. Clearly, this was a wise choice. Letho's keen eyes searched the gathering.
Next, I want two volunteers. Otters who aren't readily identifiable. These two must steal back into the fortress and blend in as slaves. It's a risky and dangerous task. They must learn to be my eyes and ears among the enemy. Through them, we'll learn what's going on in the cat's camp, what Fetus's next move will be. Are there two among you who'll take the chance?
A massive pause shot up. Letho took his time selecting.
You there. And you too. Step up here.
Memzeet, the former otter slave, who had brought news of Wulki and Chab's capture, was one. The other was a slim otter, fully grown, but rather nondescript in looks. He walked forward, nodding to Letho.
I'm Runka Streamdog, brother of Banya.
The outlaw shook both their paws.
I'm beholden to you, mates. Stand by for orders.
He addressed the remainder of the clans.
Now, I need warriors, beasts who are strong and fit. You'll have to travel light, live off the land and be ready to fight to the death at the wink of my eye. Colin Galedeep will come among you and pick out those he thinks will do. Remember, if you're chosen, we'll only be back here now and again. No more feasting and resting round the fire with your friends and families. If you're with me and Colin, you'll travel like the wind and strike like thunder and lightning at the cats. Our aim is to free all the slaves and fetch them back here to safety to wait till Queen Relaine comes to Green Isle.
It was fully mid-morn before the sun deigned to appear and banish the mists. Dew stood heavy on the helmets, jerkins and spear points of over 200 cat guards, marshalled in five ranks on the lake shore. Feral cats of various hues, shapes and sizes stood rigidly to attention. Among them were archers, axe carriers, spear bearers and pike bearers, their limbs stiff and numb from the long wait. Wheelmark Scort stood on a raised rock in front of the parade, watching as his 10 score cats patrolled the ranks. Each one carried a long willow cane, ready to strike out at slovenly guards. As he saw the warlord emerge from the fortress in full armour, Scort called out sharply,
"The Lord of Green Isle comes!"
Raising their weaponry, the cat guards shouted in strict chant,
"Warlord of all, mighty wildcat, conqueror and destroyer of foe beasts, lord of the fortress, hail Rigu Felis!"
The sound of their chant was still echoing around the lake as Rigu Felis stood on the rock, now vacated by Scort. The warlord wore a helmet of beaten silver, with horns that resembled twin crescent moons protruding on each side. From these hung a square of heavy black silk embroidered with silver wire, forming his lower face mask. A long cloak of black and white weave over a fine chainmail doublet, plus the shining single-bladed war axe hanging from one paw on a thong, completed his apparel. Light lake breeze rippled across his mask as he spoke out scathingly,
"I wish I had twice your number. Then would I slay all ye standing before me now, dead where ye stand."
The wildcat chieftain paused, then watched the ranks jerk with shock as he roared at them,
"Fools! Addle-pawed idiots! Brainless buffoons! I, Rigu Felis, lord of this isle, watched you being made sport of by a few river dogs last night, the captives whom I had sentenced to death. Where are they now?"
He raised the axe, pointing at the fortress.
"My home was put to the torch, almost burned. Where are the slain bodies of all the otters who did it?"
Leaping down from the rock dais, the wildcat prowled along the first rank of cat guards, prodding them on their chests with the axe handle as he repeated,
"Tell me, where?
Halting abruptly at the end guard on the line, Rigu Felis faced him, dropping his voice to a conversational tone.
"Gone. All of them. Escaped. What do you think should have happened to them?"
The cat guard's voice took on a dithering tremble as he replied,
They should have been slain, lord."
The warlord exploded with a sudden angry bellow.
"Slain!"
With a single devastating swing of the axe, he killed the unfortunate guard on the spot.
"Slain! Just like this one."
The ranks stood in stunned silence, each cat guard keeping his or her eyes straight ahead, scarcely daring to breathe, terrified to look at their fallen comrade, lest they drew the attention of the maddened wildcat.